Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Leading the Way, but I'm going to freak everybody out because we actually don't have a woman. I'm very excited to say that we have a very amazing young lady that is going to be with us today on our show. And I title of our show today is My Full Circle Moment, but it's so much more than that of just being a full circle moment. I am delighted to introduce two of our leading ladies today. And the first one, I'm just going to say, and I'm going to hear laughter, I think, in the back. Our first lady that I'm introducing is most important. That young lady is Angelica Cortez, and she was our second recent Sue Riser at our Orange County Sue Talks this year, and she was absolutely incredible. I think she stunned all of the viewers and the listening audience, and we're here today to look at the world as a full circle moment through a young lady's eyes who's at the age of high school age. And with us today is also our CEO of Sue Rising, Sashi Whitman. So I'm going to say first, Angelica, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, hello.
Miss Young Lady, Miss Amazing Young Lady. And Sashi, Miss CEO of Sue Rising, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, everyone.
Just want to make sure everybody gets the voices, right? We've got the light, lilted voice, and then we've got the you and me voice, Sashi. We're the lady
totally,
voices, the older lady voices.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, I'm excited.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited to have both of you here, but specifically you, Angelica, because you were on this incredible, I hope it was incredible, maybe crazy at the first, kind of like idea going, we'd like to take you through this journey. You had a very good friend of yours give a Sue Rising talk as our very first. I'm just really curious, number one, to share, what was it that Julene said about her Sue talk to you initially when she told you that she said you should, I think her thing was, yes, I'm going to tell Angelica she should do this. Was it that way? Or how did Julene, our first Sue Riser, tell you about the Sue talks?
Well, it was as simple as a text message. She just shot me a text message. Hey, I did this. I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but I did this Sue talk. I was like, what is a Sue talk? And she just told me how it was such a wonderful experience, how she learned so much, and that it was really just something like no other. And so I did my own research. I went online, looked at the website, and I really resonated with what Sue stood for and was like, wow, this is just something that I think is going to fit me very well.
Oh, I love it. But my favorite part is that, you know, in the old days, it's like I would pick up the phone and call. Today's days, they just text each other when they tell important news.
Yep.
I love that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel so old when I think that. But, you know, Angelica, seriously, you did an amazing job. And thanks for sharing that, because I was always curious how that went. But, you know, when you first saw what Sue Talks were all about, I'm really curious, like, what was it that resonated with you about it? I'm going to give you one little test, but I'll save you if you don't know. But I'm curious, what did you love when you saw what Sue Talks was all about?
Well, I just loved how supportive it was. Like, just in general, it was super, super supportive. All of these women coming together to empower. Because, I mean, I have seen women tear each other down. I've seen women just be content with each other. And I've seen women empower each other. And this was a really great example of that. Just so many women.
I love it.
Just talking to each other and just really wanting to make each other grow into better, not only women, but human beings. So I've been doing volunteer work from a very young age, and this was just something really new and different that really allowed me to do that, to just simply empower.
New. And I'm gonna test you already. This is gonna be a little fun, but Sashi and I can save you if we need to. But this is a test. It's like, do you remember or do you know what does Sue stand for?
Oh my gosh, I know this. I can't remember what the S stands for. U stands for unstoppable.
Yes.
And then E is empowering.
Really good. And the S is successful. Successful,
yes.
Unstoppable, and empowered. It's all good. You know, I always love, because Sue Rising is about young women such as yourself, right, and how you see the world and how, because you're not a businesswoman. We're about women in business, women in leadership. And then don't forget, we have one dedicated dude, as we call them, our man that's on stage that shares his insight and how women have made an impact on him. But for you, it's like, you know, when you think back to when you first met Sashi, I'm going to go to Sashi for a minute and go, Sashi, what was, you know, we've been looking at doing this for a long time. And what was your first impression with someone who's a high school girl, young lady? And it's like, here we are asking them to give a shortened version of one of our Sue talks. I mean, what was it when you sat down with Angelica that you went, oh my gosh, this is, you know, this is the it factor, this girl. I'm just curious.
Well, she was just right off the bat, just so professional and mature. That's what struck me the most. She was taking notes from the start. She had a rough draft with an amazing introduction and a strong conclusion that captured her own personal life story. And so Deanna Potter and I, who coached her, were just wowed. I remember, honestly, Deanna having a tough week, and that Angelica was like the brightest part of her day coaching her.
Aww.
Because, yeah, just her stories. Right? I mean, that's exactly what she said. And so I just kept thinking to myself, this 17-year-old, correct, senior in high school comes across to me as like 20-something. She seems like a college graduate. That's exactly what I thought. And so every single time I talked to her, I was like, I was just like in her 20s, and she's like got it all together, and she's like, you know, way out there and starting her career. That's exactly how she came across. So I'm just like, this cannot be a high schooler. No.
It's impossible.
Mature and professional. Yeah, just from the beginning, that's what struck me the most. Yeah.
Of course. We're just going to be singing your praises through this whole radio show, Angelica. Just know. So just like sit taller.
Get ready.
Sit prouder. Oh, it's like, it's just going to be Angelica superstar time, which is what it's all about. I mean, this is Angelica, honestly, it's like, I don't think you and Julian could have showed up in a different way because we just were so excited about, you know, you and then, and Julian before you. And I'm curious with you, when you first came to your meeting and you know, Deanna Potter, who's one of our co-founders, and Sashi, one of our partners and the CEO of Sue Rising, and they told you about this. How did you, I mean, what were your thoughts initially on how you were going to go and put together this quote talk that they were telling you to go craft? I mean, where did you go? How did you find your inspiration, or did it just kind of roll right out of you?
To be honest with you, it was a little bit difficult at first because I have had my fair share of moments in life where it's been really difficult. However, I wanted to share something that not so much really was something that was a huge, huge hardship for me, but something that I really grew out of, and that's something I can use to inspire other young women. From the very start, both Sashi and Deanna were extremely supportive. I got in there and they were just like, welcome. And they were telling me the full rundown. It was extremely organized. And I mean, I still have my notes of pages and pages of everything they taught me. So I think that would have really been difficult to do. What ran so smoothly because of them.
Okay. Awesome. I'm dying to know, on all those pages and pages of insight and advice, do you remember one or two that stuck out for you right now?
Yeah. Let's see. One of the main ones that stuck out was I can't remember the exact words that Deanna used, but it's something called like the rule of three or something, where every time you're trying to write something inspirational or important or just anything in general, you use three words in a row to make it sound more impactful. So like Sue, successful, unstoppable, empowering.
You got it. You got it.
I did it. And it just makes a big impact. Yeah.
That's super really cool. I mean, I'm sure. So you know what? Just to think that you would have pages of notes, I think, is very, very inspirational to not only our listeners. And again, I want to make sure everybody knows. Angelica is 17 years old, and the rest of us are mature ladies. We'll call us that. Angelica, what was it like? Kind of, you know, when we talk about this, and I like to have a lot of fun. I'll say that. You know, I'm trying not to be. Anytime is as serious as I have to be, but I'm curious with you and kind of choosing the title, My Full Circle Moment. This is something I'm really curious about because I would feel that you feel adult, and yet it's like in some of the things we were asking you to talk about in your talk that you came up with, it sounds like, you know, girls are not always really nice to other girls. And I'm curious, like, is it as petty as it sounds? Like with the people, kind of the bullying and all of that. Like, I have no idea. We hear about it in the news. It's like, I'm just curious if that is, if something as prevalent as they say it is. And I again, if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, I was just kind of curious. Like, is it?
Oh yeah. Honestly, it really depends on the individual. For one person, it can be extremely, extremely petty. And then another person, it can ruin their whole entire life. So it really depends on the individual in that sense. But the fact that girls out there are really mean sometimes is very, very true. So especially within middle schoolers and high schoolers. And I think it's just insecurity that a lot of girls have. And they don't know how to express that insecurity, so they express it on other young women, which turns into other young women becoming insecure. And it's just a big cycle of insecurity. And I think it's just something that almost every girl I know has had to deal with, another girl putting them down or another girl putting them up. So it's just a cycle.
It's a cycle. You're, like I said, you are so mature beyond your age, and I assume this is something, you know, we might be kind of like rolling down the road for as we build to rising. And, you know, I'm really curious if you had a message, because you had such an incredible message. I want to encourage everyone, once the Sue Rising talk is up, which will be in a few weeks, you know, please take a look at My Full Circle Moment with Angelica Cortez. And Angelica, if you had just maybe, okay, we'll think in threes because we're going to go to Deanna here. We're going to think in threes. And if you had maybe a couple of pieces of advice you would give other young ladies like yourself, you know, as they're navigating high school and thinking, you know, I don't know, like what's my biggest, you know, next step? What would be maybe something inspirational in threes that you might share with them? Because you had such great inspiration in your Sue Rising talk. What would be some advice you would give other young girls if they're hearing this show? Because I know women are hearing, and these women are parents. So I'm just curious what you might share as advice.
Let me think. So in threes, I think the biggest killer of your confidence is doubt, your mind, and I'm thinking of the third one. Oh my gosh!
Maybe no, I love those.
Your dreams. You might think they're too big, and I think all of those are really, really important that I think everybody has resonated with at least one point in their life.
I absolutely agree. And I love it. Doubt, confidence. And what was the third one?
It was doubt, mind, and your dreams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious with the confidence because, you know, this is a big one. And I'll tell you how I grew up because, you know, you and I have met. It's like, you know, I use humor as a way to deflect everything in my life, which is always interesting. We'll have another show on that. But when you start to self-doubt yourself, like how do you get through it? I'm curious because, you know, there's all kinds of workarounds and things that we do. And I remember growing up and somebody had said to me, Michelle, just fake it till you make it. And I was like, oh, I'm not really getting that. But then when you get it, you get it. You know, your insides are telling you, oh my God, I'm freaking out. But your outsides are just saying, no, I got this. So I'm curious for you because there was never a question in our minds as you went through this process not knowing anything about it, you know, that you just stepped up, showed up, did it, impressed. I mean, some of the comments that were coming online when you did your presentation, Angelica, were incredible. Like, people were doubting that you were really 17. And we were like, oh, she really is, because you just had such great, you know, maturity. So I'm curious for you, you know, how do you find that you get rid of the self-doubt, and how do you find your inner confidence? What do you go to? Maybe this might help some other, you know, young girls that, you know, don't have that same kind of peace to, you know, just get up there and do it, or just be who you are. Because I know that was a lot of what was in your Sue Rising talk as well. How do you find your inner confident code or something?
Well, first off, I think the fake it till you make it method works. That
yeah, kind of did for me, just saying, yeah.
Yep, that's basically what I do. It's just basically the center of what I do to try and be the best version of myself for other people. And I think just realizing that my mind and my doubt that I was having about myself was killing all of my dreams. Little by little, they were just dying, and I was just not as inspired, not as – my confidence just really, really went down. And I just realized that my doubt is killing all of my dreams more than if I failed. The failure would not kill my dreams more than my doubt ever did, you know? I really just decided that, you know what? My only limit is my mind. I need to go out there and I need to do it, because I'm somebody who struggles with confidence issues. I'm somebody who struggles with anxiety, and that deciding that this is the day one, this is my first step that I'm going to take to be the woman I want to become. I want the woman that I was, or the young girl I was a couple years ago, to be proud of who I am now. And that's what I want myself to look. I want to look, oh my God, this is not making sense. I want myself I want myself in 5 years to say, would I be proud of the woman I was? Like, would I be proud of who I became?
Oof. Okay, that just like my little mind blow.
Sorry,
there in
that
a good
was
way.
A mouthful.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what I.
No, I. You know, it's so funny. You know, Angelica. Seriously, I think this is what is fascinating to me as an older woman who has no children. You know, and we're actually with Sashi, and I'm going to switch over to Sashi for a minute. First of all, that was fabulous, and you know, just to be honest and insightful is all we ever ask, right? Because that's all we can be, is honest and insightful. And when we're not, you know, then that comes through too. And that looks, you know, plastic, or, you know, like you're making stuff up. I got all kinds of analogies for things in the world. But Sashi, you know, it's interesting with this now, with our second Sue Riser. And I'm curious, just for our listeners to know, like, what, you know, where are you and where are we thinking in terms of where Sue Rising can go? Just, you want to paint a picture a little bit of what we're thinking, and then I'm going to ask for Angelica's kind of comments on some things. So where are we going? Where see you taking us?
Well, I see next year. I mean, I know we all have a lot of hopes and dreams for 2021, right? But
we do.
I really see. Yeah, right. We're like, come on, 2021.
Get rid of 2020 is all we're saying. We got to get rid of it.
Bye-bye.
Give us something, please.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to actually really expanding the speaking competition piece. It would be great to have, you know, two or three Sue Risers up on the stage, make it more of a judging competition, increase the level of scholarships for all those young women who are coming to the stage and working so hard to prepare their talk, bring on some more coaches. So that's super exciting. I would love to also see some of the other dreams that I have are to bring in like an interview mentorship program where we can really build that confidence and the communication skills even further. Because at any time, Angelica and all of us have to be able to do our 30-second pitch, right? Explain who you are, what you want to do, what do you want to do in 5 years, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing a lot of that.
Yeah, those infamous interview questions. I'm like, oh, you know, that we just like want to crawl to a hole and not be able to answer, but we really have to. And so those are some of the pieces I really want to work on. So we're just really excited to see. And then to bring it even, you know, we've had a couple of amazing girls from Riverside. I would love to see some other young girls from San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, you know, this is Southern California mm-hmm. here that we're representing. And once, oh, please, this vaccine comes into play and is more widely yeah. available, really hoping that we can truly expand it and have it, you know, an audience present mm-hmm. to really listen to these, yeah. you know, amazing young ladies. So
to hear like real applause. We want real applause. I love that. But you know, I'll give you your applause. I think that's awesome.
There we go.
Angelica, I'm curious with you because I mean, I think, you know, and honestly, it's like, this is us just having an authentic conversation, you know, internationally, of course. But with that said, I'm curious to know for you, it's like, have you heard of what, or how do you see the word mentor, I guess, is a question I have. You know, when somebody mm-hmm. says, hey, we might be in Sue Rising offering a mentoring program, I'm curious, how do you see what, or how do you define what a mentor is? And this is not a test. This is just honest, you know, I'm sure you've heard it in mm-hmm. school, but how do you see what a mentor is?
When I think of mentor, I just think somebody who's really helping you, somebody who works with you hand in hand, who really allows mm-hmm. you to grow, and they don't tell you what to do. They kind of allow you to, they give you the tools to do it yourself. And mm-hmm. I think that's what makes young girls and people in general grow. Like when I consider both Sashi and Diana a mentor because they didn't tell me, this is exactly what you're going to do, and this is how it's going to mm-hmm. do. They said, hey, they gave me the tools. And then from there, mm-hmm. I discovered that, wait, I had this in me all along. Why didn't I realize that? So they're kind of just like,
yeah.
they're just a perfect, perfect tool for you that I think all women could use one.
I love That's how you awesome. Put that. I love how you put that. That is, you know, it is. And I, again, you know, Angelica, I think this is what's interesting is Sue Rising has so much more, right, than what any of us, you know, you included, have experienced. And I'm curious for you, as you think to where you want to go in your life. I mean, what, and I know you've got we're going to add another circle to your full circle moment. How about that? Like, I'm curious,
yep.
like, what would be your take if there was an opportunity for you to actually have a mentor as a woman who's been in business, in industry? Like, what would you be looking for if you had somebody like, not to teach you how to give a talk, but if you had a woman as a mentor, it's like, what would be some of the things you would look for as you look to what you want to do in your future? Like, what would be the qualities? What would be maybe the expertise that you might looking for? If somebody was literally, you know, aligned with you and you said you could talk to this woman, have this woman advise you, what kind of woman would you look for? And what would you want to have be part of what they would do in mentoring with you, for you, to
well,
you?
Well, first off, if I was given that opportunity, I would jump at it so fast. Because
nice. Okay.
I am somebody, like, I think all women in general or all young girls in general have no idea what they're doing at all. Mm-hmm. They have no mm-hmm. idea. And especially with these really difficult times with COVID and everything, the only source to find out what we want to do with the rest of our lives is through the internet. But the internet can only do so much. You can learn. You can watch YouTube videos. You can look at job descriptions. You can do lots and lots of things to learn about it. But I think having a real person is something completely different because you can ask questions. I mean, I'm somebody who's mm-hmm. always got questions. I'm somebody who always wants to learn more. And having somebody willing to mm-hmm. answer my questions that I have and allow me to think for myself and allow me to and just give me advice on maybe my path isn't the exact same as theirs, but helping me understand what my path is would be something really, really wonderful that I think every young woman could benefit from.
I love this. Well, thank you just for being honest because, you know, we're figuring some of this out and I appreciate you kind of going on yet another journey with us. I'm curious, though, like how you see things right now, like what would that woman be like? I'm really curious, you know, for what you think you were, where you want to go in your future, what kind of woman in terms of skills or background or industry or expertise would really be someone that if you could sit down and have, you know, you're probably not drinking coffee yet, but trust me, you will. I think if you could sit down and have, you know, an actual conversation with a woman and ask them a bunch of questions, what kind of woman would that be? Like anything that would be detailed as you see the future for you. Mm-hmm. If you could say, I could have one woman, what would that woman be like?
I personally am interested in going into a career with business. So where exactly in business, I'm still a little bit iffy about, but I'm interested in business psychology and management, and I love business. It's just, it's my thing. And
I love you more now. I love you more that you said that. I'm like, oh! Anyway, keep going. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but I'm like loving you.
I think a businesswoman would be extremely, extremely beneficial. Somebody who has had their fair share of trials and can use those trials to help educate me so that I can go and educate other women about these things would be something really, really amazing. Somebody who will really inspire me and help me to move forward with my life in, for example, a male-dominated industry or something like that. Mm-hmm. I want to walk into the room and I don't want people to look at me and say, oh, it's a woman. I want them to look at me and say, oh, it's just somebody who is going to come into this room and make a difference. And that's what I want to be. And I want somebody who's already done that and will help me to do that as well.
Wow. Okay, that's, again, I'm just like, how you see things. You just are so mature for your age. But I, you know, I'm curious in school. You know, it was awesome. Seriously, Angelica. I mean, this is fascinating to me. And I know you're fascinating a lot of people, not only in the United States, because we're an international show. And, you know, I'm curious, has anybody, have you ever heard of the word mentoring or even thought of having a mentor, like going and finding a mentor? Because usually, I mean, just want to give a little preface, a little context, is that most young girls don't find out really, quote, about mentoring until they get in the workforce. And yet, you know, we're thinking of doing some mentoring that would be around careers or, you know, the workplace or things like that for younger girls. Like what, you know, when I think of that, do they do anything in school that helps you with mentoring and thinking about where you want to go or aligning you with mentors other than to get good grades and get to college?
Not at all, at least not at school, from whether it's my high school or any high schools I've seen. I don't think they provide any really sort of straight mentorship where somebody who aligns with your goals. And I've had my personal experience with mentorship with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, where I have been, I'm considered a mentor for the new incoming class of Student of the Year candidates. So I've had kind of that experience with it, but I've never really had a mentor, somebody that I can consider a mentor, because and sometimes in school or in icebreaker games, they'll be like, who's your mentor? And I'm like, wait, I don't really have one. And I think you guys are a perfect outlet to provide young women with that, because it's something that really everybody needs, regardless of what they're going into.
I love it. No, and again, I'm not trying to set you up. It's just that how you see it, and I know Sashi has a daughter, and I know they've had some really great conversations over what we're trying to do in Sue Rising. You know, Angelica, we only got a couple more minutes, but, you know, I will say again, and I, as much as I like to joke, I want you to know how serious I am with what I'm about to say, is you are absolutely impressive. You are absolutely, you know, going to go places. I can, you know, well, the funnest part for me when we did the Sue Talks in Orange County, and again, under trying times, right, Sashi, when the world was locking back down again, I think one of my my full circle moment was watching your parents, and they were watching your Sue Talk. And to see how your dad, I mean, I thought he was going to bust a gusket, right? He just was so proud of you and watching you give your Sue Rising talk. I'm curious, like, for you, what – did they even know what you were going through until the day of? Like, did they know the journey of what you were working on and what it was going to be like? Or did they just show up at the live event and they had, you know, kind of like only an idea you were presenting? I'm curious what that was like for you to share with your parents what you were going through.
They had very little to no idea, because I kind of insisted that, no, I don't want to show you my talk yet. Not yet. I don't want to show anybody yet.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I really didn't share my talk with them, especially with my dad, because a lot of my talk was around him and around experiences that we went through together. So it was just something that I really kept quiet. I took the initiative to kind of join this on my own with the help of Julene, and they had no idea. They're like, you know what? You're just doing another one of your things. Go ahead. And I was like,
so great.
You're like, yeah, another one of your things.
Go ahead.
But they got there and they're like, wait, I don't think this is just another one of your things. This is something really special. And and they really loved that I was able to be part of the experience.
I love it. I always want to
That's
know that
so
because your parents, man, your dad, like I said, I was charmed. I was very charmed with both your parents and you know, we appreciate you. You've got just 1 minute left, and I'm going to ask you again. You didn't even know. I want all of our listeners to know. Angelica and Sasha had no idea what questions I was asking today. They just showed up, and I thank both of you for that, because we're looking to do more of these, Angelica, and you and Julene are going to be a real key piece for us. But I'm curious with you and your opinion, like, what do you think we should, in your opinion, again, this is a big question, so take any time you need, and it's like you got like 60 seconds, so I'm just joking. What do you think Sue Rising can do to be incredibly supportive about young girls and their rise, you know, to doing what they want to do in life, you know, at these junior high and high school levels? Are there any insights you feel, just as you see it day to day with school, like what would be some suggestions you can say that we might get in there and do as you see it?
I think something really special would be bringing in younger mentors as well. So not just women who have had that experience, and maybe women who have not had as much experience, but can really resonate with young women can resonate with each other very, very well. So it would just really offer a different perspective and a new perspective to the table to help coach and mentor and just everything, because it's different talking to another young woman than versus talking to an adult.
Wow, I love it. I mean, I can't believe we're out of time. Maybe we'll bring you back, Angelica. Can you? We just sit and we'll just, you know, sit and chit chat the whole time.
We'll,
but I'm joking. I think you're stupendous. Sashi thinks you're more stupendous. I know.
She's amazing.
You know, I hope you own it. And it's like, we are definitely going to continue on to our listeners. You know, I hope you've been inspired just by how a high school, you know, young lady can see the world. I think that's the part that's the most fascinating to me. So, Angelica, you keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to keep bringing you into the fold on this. And I can't thank you both for your time. Angelica, Merry Christmas. Sashi, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And to all of our listeners,
thank you.
We will be, you bet, we'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio Show. We're here every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We're here Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and we're going places. So I want to say to all of our listeners, just know we're going to get through 2020. 2021 is around the corner, thank goodness. But as Angelica said, it's like, you know what? Curb your doubt, build your confidence, and don't forget to follow your dreams. So we're going to wrap up on that. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Yeah.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.